Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Thank you so much, Sis Bahle. This is Paula Mahlaba Mokgethi, and you are tuned to the wonderful favorite program Behind and Beyond Bars. I just want to say, hallelujah, we are in 2021. Behind and Beyond Bus family, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice and keep on rejoicing because I'm with the guys.
Paula, it is so nice to be in the new year, and it's a beautiful start at Smitty's Voice this side. And greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ to all our listeners.
Amen, amen. And we are still with Clinton in 2021, and the other year, which is last year, a few weeks ago, he told us about his story, that he is an ex-offender. He grew up very well, had some ups and downs there and there with mom and dad, just a little bit, because they were putting you into a straight,
yes,
yeah, but yes. I'll just give you an opportunity to say hello first.
Okay, so then I'll welcome everybody into the new year. So nice to see you guys again. Paul actually introduced us as the guys, so I take it I'm part of the team now as well.
Well, I mean, we're happy to say that.
Yes. Okay, yeah, so we are very happy to say that.
I'll then just sign the contract afterwards. But so nice to see you all. Oh, warm greeting to all the listeners once again. Mm-hmm. Very nice to be back.
Thank you. Thank you, Clinton. Just take us now into what exactly put you behind bars. And you know, just to the listeners, you know, when you look at Clinton, you meet him on the street, you can't say, yeah, this person spent 16 years behind bars.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, first of all. But whenever I have to talk about this subject, mm-hmm. it becomes very touchy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that it's something that as much as you overcome,
mm-hmm.
you later learn that you live with for the rest of your life.
Oh.
Hence I'm saying with decision comes consequences as well.
Yeah.
However, I did mention earlier a couple of weeks back that what led me to my imprisonment was my adolescence, my wanting to exploit opportunity and impress friends and, you know, the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
And in that phase, you know, with decision I made, was a very, very bad one.
Mm-hmm.
So another factor was fear.
Okay.
Fear of not fitting in and fear of not being able to say no.
Mm.
Because myself, and then there's also two other accused,
mm-hmm.
we committed a very, 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 I don't want to call it bad, but it's a very, very bad crime we did.
Mm-hmm.
It ranges at the very top. So back in 2003, whilst under the influence, whilst with friends, I also mentioned being the wrong crew,
mm-hmm.
We committed murder.
Mm.
So I do apologize to all listeners now as well, because yes. I know this offends some people who has been affected by crime, who has been mm-hmm. victims of crime, because it's not easy to give ear to someone acknowledging and saying, you know what, I committed this crime or mm-hmm. crime of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm speaking or I'm voicing this also to give clarity to those victims who are out there listening.
Mm-hmm.
And also to those who are behind bars, who has not yet taken responsibility or come to the point of saying, you know what, this is what I'm really in for.
Mm-hmm.
And for them also to get closure, because as much as you become the perpetrator, you're also the victim of your own crime.
Yes, yes.
So in the stages, you know, I went through, I was never really exposed to criminal behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we had our odd fight growing up. But not to the extent of taking people's lives.
Mm.
And I'm sure, even to the very day, it brought many of my family members to question as to how is it possible, or what led to that, or mm-hmm. what could have happened that a crime of that nature could have happened, why couldn't he turn away, walk away, or just say no?
Mm-hmm.
To the day, I still don't know why I couldn't just say no, turn away. I do not blame fear, even though I mentioned it earlier. Mm-hmm. I do not blame the alcohol usage, but what mm-hmm. I do say is that I had the opportunities to say no, but I simply couldn't.
Mm.
I couldn't. Two people lost their lives. Two innocent people lost sure. their lives. And you know, Paulo, you said earlier, you know, what you'd never say, that I've been in prison for 16 years. Mm-hmm. It's not because I've been taken care of myself. It's because I've been taken care of
mm.
by someone that wants me to tell the story and to bring it out there for people to get clarity and closure based on their own lives. So why I say it's touching, it's because no matter the amount of good I can do or how people can applaud me for what I've become,
mm-hmm.
how does it ever make right the wrong I did in the past? Hence I said, whether you're the offender or the perpetrator, you become the victim of your very crime.
Mm.
And you have to live with it. But only once you grow a conscience. Because without a conscience, I can go through life saying, you know what, I don't care.
Oh, it happened.
Do you understand?
So true.
And I guess this is where you come also to the point of realizing that responsibility is taken.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And where you can start voicing it.
Yeah. That is, I think, the key word. A lot of people say he doesn't show remorse.
Yes.
But you can't show remorse if you don't take responsibility and be accountable for what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
But Clinton, we thank you for sharing this, because it can't be easy for you mm-hmm. to come on air and actually share with the listeners what happened. But what brought you to a point while you were behind the bars to change your life? And what did you do to change your life?
Well, DCS offers a variety of programs, one of which, just to mention, is restorative justice. There's mm-hmm. the VOD programs, you know. There's so much that they offer, because remember, you are not just cast out of society and forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
You are placed there for your behavior to be corrected.
Corrected, yes.
That is the core, the essence.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one could say, the turning point in my life. Because as much as I was not with my family, they were still present, but on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the core values and things that was instilled upon me at a young age now started surfacing, because I was now reminded in my state of being alone that this is who I'm supposed to be. This is the reason why mother taught me not to steal
mm.
or to hurt or mm. to break. This is the reason why my father said fighting will lead to this.
Wow.
So I was the living evidence, I was proof of, I was living the consequence of making or taking that decision or action. And I started with programs, but again, I came to myself, what do I want to mm-hmm. make of this life?
Mm-hmm.
Because my actions now has labeled me as a criminal. Is that what I want to be labeled as the rest of my life?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what my mother and father birthed and raised in this life? Those are the questions that came up.
Mm-hmm.
And I tapped into the resources. Mm-hmm. I completed my schooling
meaning
in
that
prison.
DCS resources.
Yes. Spiritual workers coming mm-hmm. from outside. Those are the sources I tapped into.
Mm-hmm.
And with them, it only comes back to self.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, this is the second chance, we call
yeah.
it,
yeah,
that was handed to me to make something of my life and to show the world who and what Clinton is. And not the offender,
mm-hmm. yes,
but Clinton LaRue actually is.
Wow.
Absolutely
wow.
awesome.
Wow. That's so, so, so powerful. Nice closing. Powerful closing. Thank you so much, Clinton. Thank you so much. The thing is, it has to be coming from you, yourself, not
Absolutely.
From outside.
Absolutely.
That is Smithy.
Well, yes, there need to be a change in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also, Clinton, thank you very much. And listeners, the time is up. We just mm-hmm. want to greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Paula, our yes. email address.
behind.beyondbuzz@gmail.com. My name is Paula Matlaba Mukheti, and I'm signing off. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.